For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, back to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
.44 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Congratulations here, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, making it to the next round of the playoffs. They take on the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans on Sunday at 6:40. We have to do our death pool picks before we get out of here today. We got so many things to talk to. I'm surprised this isn't more news, or maybe it happened earlier than I found out about it, but there was a huge WikiLeaks dump over the weekend, and Matt from Hornblasters texted to me, and I thought for sure when I clicked on the link it was going to be that black guy with the big penis.
Right, yeah. Same.
And then I sent it to Galvin. That's exactly what Galvin said to me. Galvin, you and Swig said the same thing to me. You're both like, I'm not falling for the big penis.
Right.
I go, no, I promise. I was with my son, and my son couldn't grasp what it was, so I sent him the link, and he's just been reading documents the whole weekend. I think we might have created a little investigative reporter.
I feel like the FBI is going to come to your house now.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I was scared to open up some of the links. I was like,
well, did you see the Galvin file?
Yeah.
Saw it.
Did you read it?
No, but somebody put a great thing on Instagram. They were like, yeah, of course, Galvin's father. It's all about his father. And now you believe his father worked for Motorola? I go, uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
That's what I said whenever I posted it. I go, this has nothing to do with my father being in the CIA. Yeah, right. And some guy was like, that's what the CIA would say.
Uh-huh. So there is some interesting stuff on there. The number one takeaway that I got was that Steve Jobs, according to this, was HIV positive.
Yeah.
And that's probably what led to his death.
What?
And then people wonder why he didn't take the cancer treatment. He maybe didn't have cancer, or maybe the cancer treatment would have been detrimental to his HIV, and that could have been, you know, to his body at least while it had the HIV.
How did
I don't
he
really
get
know.
HIV?
I don't know, Carmen. I don't even know that it's 100% true. It's just,
right.
They have a picture of his actual medical records. They tested him for gonorrhea, chlamydia, and HIV. He came back 2 negatives, 1 positive, and the positive was the HIV. But I know nothing about it. I know that this came from the WikiLeaks dump this weekend, and whether or not it's true, I don't know. And that normally, I mean, it also doesn't change anything. There was some interesting stuff on there. There was a lot of stuff that I thought would be good, like they had the Bilderbergs. Roll call, but it was the latest one they had was like from 1984.
It's pronounced Build-A-Bear.
No, that's a little different. They had a lot of different things on there that were interesting. A lot of policies. They had a lot of reports on Walmart. They had a lot of the Lisa McPherson stuff for the Scientology. It was just documents is what it was. And then they have all the Clinton emails, which I didn't take one look at, nor do I plan on it. I just think that somebody else is going to look at that. And if there's anything I should know, it'll probably be reported.
Probably, you hope.
Well, I mean, every nerd in America has it now.
Yeah.
So the Podesta emails and the Clinton emails are supposedly all there. So every nerd in America has it. If there's something there that we should know about, it'll be everywhere before, whether they like it or not. Yeah. Or if you're tweeting it out and they get kicked off of Twitter. All right. It is time for us now to continue with our 2021 Death Pool Picks. I don't know where we left off.
I do.
Well, we do have Tony Burton on the phone there.
Now, last time we were just going to pick a local pick, but we didn't have time to even do that.
No, we were supposed to do a local pick and 2 picks.
Right. Are that what we're going to pick up today?
Yeah, I'd say Okay. Let's go ahead and do that.
I'm good with that.
And we're at 11 picks right now, and Tony starts off today.
So let's do 12, 13, and then local.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
So we start with Tony.
Tony, how are you, buddy? Tony Burton.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my fault, Tony. Sorry.
There he is. Hi, Tony.
I'm here. Hello, Michael?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. All right, then I would like to pick Tommy Lasorda.
Nice try.
That works.
Can we get one of them time travel machines? How do you like that?
Oh, yeah. How do you like that? I will go for my first pick. I'm going to go with Oscar winner Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah. He's not not doing too well right now.
Is he not? Was he having the cancer?
He's got the cancer. He's got lymphoma.
Ooh, the big casino and the lymph nodes. Yeah, that's not good, but hopefully he pulls on at least till 2022. All right, so who's it back over to?
And then it goes to you, Mike.
I will take a gentleman who has a birthday today, who has made it several years into the death pool, but I believe this is the year that he goes from the television show F Troop. Happy birthday, and hope this is your last one, Larry Storch.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
98 years old. He's not going to go much further than that.
Right. And then from you, we go over to Joe.
Correct.
Papap, who is in here in the studio now.
Papap.
Papap, for your next pick, who would you like to go with?
I put a picture of Papap and Batista up on our Instagram.
We were just discussing that.
Instagram.com/TheMikeCaltaShow. If ever there was more two people that are more opposite, I'd like to see it.
But also, Papap looks completely different from that picture.
Short hair, all one color.
Yeah. That's correct. That's correct. Batista and I, equally matched.
Oh, yeah. You're like a smaller version.
Robust. Yeah. Very robust.
Yeah. Who you got, Papap?
I am going to go with Oscar winner Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
Ah,
got the mouth cancer.
Oscar for?
I don't know. I'm hoping that he won.
can't just make that up.
Batman. He was Bruce Wayne.
No, that doesn't.
That's hilarious. I'm like, did he win an Oscar? I don't know that.
That's good. But you did pick somebody the other day that was an Oscar winner that you didn't even, I don't think you realized.
Sidney Poitier, right?
Yes.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Yes.
Oh, he knew.
No, I knew that.
I don't think you knew.
No, I did.
Oh, no. Also, Angela Lansbury.
Correct.
Which they do not have on here on the thing, so I'm sure Randy will take care of that. And Vanessa Redgrave.
Right. Actually,
also.
Calvin, there's a couple others, too. There's Burt Bacharach.
Yep.
Also has Hall of Famer. Harvey Weinstein, obviously, and then Quincy Jones even has one for, I think, a humanitarian award. So
if you do know for a fact, whatever, let us know so we can get it to Randy.
Well, wait a second. Didn't we decide that the Academy Award had to be for one of the top four, actor or supporting actor?
No, it was
actor.
Any.
No,
it has to be a famous person
that got an Academy Award.
It's
got to be like a lighting.
Right. All right, I got you.
So if George Clooney got an Academy Award for lighting, that would count.
That's correct.
Well, yeah, okay, I got you.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, then we go over to Gio.
I will take one Jake Smith Jr., Hall of Famer, also known as Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's one of those ones that was really bad, then got super healthy, then at any point could kick off, you know, and maybe a bad thing for him. All right, and then it's over to me. I will go with an Academy Award winner. You don't want to hear it, but it's probably going to happen. Clint Eastwood.
I knew it. I thought about that, too.
Yeah. Then we go to Spanish.
With my next pick, I am going to take boxing legend Mike Tyson.
Never die.
Maybe. He's boxing again, training, taking punches. You never know.
He turned back into the animal.
He did.
Yeah, he's back into the animal.
Kinda.
We'll see. All right, and then over to Carmen.
Yes. So I'm going to take one. Not sure if he's a guy anymore or a lady, but he's definitely in the rock and roll, Mick Jagger.
Oh, he's a guy. Mick Jagger's not a lady.
Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he's an old lady. But
yeah.
By choice.
Exactly. He's looking rough, man.
By the way, yes, the Stones are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Confirmed?
Confirmed without even looking at it. Pretty sure. And then, Carmen, you again?
Yes. So there may be some debate about this, though.
Let's debate.
I mean, you guys can tell me or not.
All right.
Her name is Sarah Harding. If you Google her, she's a singer overseas, but a lot of different outlets did cover her story.
I think that if we have to Google her without looking, that's just my opinion. I'm one person.
But Sarah Harding, she is model, actress, singer, England, 39. What is her deal?
So she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, but like CNN talked about it.
Did they?
Yes.
CNN Online or CNN News?
Entertainment Daily picked up the story. I'm just like,
yeah, I'm looking right now and it has like survivor.net, sky.com.
Yeah. Famous over there.
Right. I mean, but that's never happened before because remember the guy.
Yeah, but we're trying to tighten it up this year.
I know. So that's my case. I'm just saying she is famous. We never said they have to only be famous in the United States. We have used.
Yeah. All right. Let's vote on it.
Thanks. everyone else can make their case, but I can't.
You're just repeating the same thing over and over again.
I'm not.
I'm trying to look and see if she has a Twitter. It doesn't even look like she has a Twitter.
She might get kicked off. She might be right wing.
She's on Parler.
She does. Yeah. If you Google her, all of her accounts are right here.
Oh, the Sarah Harding fan account has 87 followers.
Oh.
Huge. She's huge.
Joe just said, I mean.
I mean, I would.
No, that's not a
She has a blue check mark on Instagram.
Yeah.
She's verified.
Obvious. So does Johnny B.
Yeah.
No,
man,
he doesn't.
He just got shut down.
He has it on Twitter, not Instagram.
Dude. Question. How
many followers on Instagram?
How many followers do you have to have? Wouldn't you say a million followers before somebody's considered famous?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how many she has. I'm just asking.
240,000.
No. How many does Bird have? Bird has way more.
Bird has like 3 million.
Yeah.
Let's vote.
Okay.
Tony?
I say no. I think she's more famous than Aiden Worthington.
Spanish?
Sorry, I vote no.
Joe?
I vote thumbs down.
Galvin?
I would have said yes, Carmen. No, it's no.
Yeah, okay, so no, you lost, Carmen. I'm sorry.
I vote yes.
Okay, so did I.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. So, okay. Carmen, go ahead and pick a different one.
My next pick is Colin Powell.
Colin Powell does not consider himself a Republican anymore.
No longer a Republican.
Yeah, no longer a Republican. Carmen hopes no longer alive. Spanish, back over to you.
Who is the singer?
Are you surprised? Are you surprised that it came back over to you?
Did you take Steven Tyler? You didn't, right, Carmen?
No, I took Mick Jagger.
Okay, I'm going to take Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. All right, and then it comes back over to me. I'm going to go with another Academy Award winner. He is great, but he is also very old. Christopher Plummer.
Mm-hmm.
He's not fixing your pipes. I think he's like 89 or 90 something. Let's see. Hold on. I will tell you how old he is. He is old.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmed.
I was just curious. I could look it up.
91. 91 years old. Right. Yeah. All right. Then we go over to Gio.
I believe former guest of the show, 92 years old, Jackie Mason.
Yeah, he's been on the show.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
What do you want? I don't know. I'm going to die. Jackie Mason.
No, that's always my local pick.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Did we tell Tony that?
No.
No.
Tony.
Surprise, Tony.
Do you want me to be the one to break the news to him?
Yeah.
So Mike decided that...
Mike decided.
Since the show is in Florida, even though you're in New York, that your local pick has to be a Florida pick as well.
It's unfair that you have way more people in New York than
we do. No. By the way, that what do you mean way more people? There's more people in Florida than there are in New York. There's like 21 million people in Florida.
Not famous people.
19 million people in New York.
You have a higher concentration of famous people in New York. Is
that's ridiculous.
That's what Mike said.
What a local pick. Secondly, we've done this every year that I've had New York. You guys actually
we're tightening it up.
Tighten it up.
We're tightening it up.
Getting tight.
Tight, tight, tight.
Tighten.
Because every year
2000 tight.
We live in New York.
Yeah, we're 2021. Tightening that up this year.
There's nothing tightening. That's illogical.
No, I did. It's very logical.
It's very tight.
Them's the rules.
Either that or we all get the pick from New York.
Yeah.
There's 2 more million people in Florida than there are in New York.
Yeah, we're not talking about regular people.
Yeah, per capita, there's way more famous people.
And also...
you don't know that.
And also, we're keeping it local. 2020,
tidy one.
Yeah, it's not the state. It's the city, the
it's
local.
It's the area. It's in our listening audience. Yeah.
Jackie Mason.
No, by the way, so you're saying that you have to pick someone only in your listening area? That's what you're picking?
Yeah, in the range.
Great state of Florida.
Yeah.
You guys are not tightening up. You guys are playing way loose right now.
Tight.
Hey, hold on. Everybody hold your horses for a second. Carmen.
Yes.
When did you take this photo shoot of you in the tree?
Ooh, you like that?
I didn't bring my horses today.
Add Sandy Carmen on Instagram.
Sandy Carmen, yeah.
In a purple dress in a tree.
Thank you. Yeah, so
Purple dress.
So he used to work here. I don't know if you guys will remember him. Bobby. He used to work in promotions.
Hey, but, Bobby.
But he used to do like a lot of like film and photography for events.
Yes, I can't picture him, but I do know him.
Yes. So he has his own photography company. This is female, where it's based, you know what I mean? He just shoots a lot of females. And he's the one who also did the red dress for New Year's.
I like it.
And then, yeah, so, but I'm in love with that purple dress.
Your left nip looks huge.
Thank you.
Hey, I have another question before we get back in the death pool. So, Rich Guzzi is a hypnotist that's been at Side Splitters for as long as I could remember.
Right.
And I have no interest in that. But I'm looking at pictures of Side Splitters Instagram of him making people do dumb stuff on stage. Can we let him try to hypnotize somebody on the show so I could either say he's a fraud or say he's real?
Well, I know that one of the things is the person has to want to be hypnotized. If you're like, no way, you can't hypnotize me, it's much more difficult, and I don't think they can actually do it. And, I mean, if we're voting on who should be hypnotized, I think we would all vote on the same person.
Carmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and remember, we tried this before, and the problem with it was is you have to be, like, in a really comfortable environment where you guys hypnotizing me on air and you
No,
guys-
he could take you in my office and do it in there.
Right, but it's just...
But like, here's the thing. If he slides you $200 and goes, you have to do what I say, you have to write him out.
I would never... It's just like
I know. I trust you a lot. Let's think about it.
Yeah, I'm willing to do it. I just remember the problem last time was like just.
But also the problem last time was that guy sucked.
Yeah.
Yes.
This guy's been doing it as long as I can remember.
I would definitely.
And I've never seen him. I would never go see that show or anything like that. But I want to see if it's real. I know well, but I'll tell them right now. Look, if you're fake, don't even bother doing it.
Right.
Because we're going to call it.
I've had friends that have been hypnotized, and they said, yeah, it's weird, but it's almost like you know you shouldn't do what he's saying, but you have to do what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows?
I saw that, too. I had a friend, last time I went and did this, I had a friend who got picked to go on stage, and they told him to act like he was freezing, and he goes, after it was over, I felt like while it was happening, I felt like I was cold. He's like, it's weird. So, all right, I was just thinking about that, because I just saw it on Instagram. Let me think and see if maybe it's something we could do.
All right, where do we leave off there?
Carmen's pick was terrible. She picked another one, then we went on.
Spanish went Steven Tyler. I went Christopher Plummer. Geo. Yeah. Who did you have?
Jackie Mason.
Jackie Mason. We're on Joe.
Tony got mad. Pap.
Tony got mad.
Who you got?
I am going to go with... from the Pot Smoking Hall of Fame, Thomas Chong.
Tommy Chong, former guest of the show.
Correct.
Yeah.
That was mine.
All right, very good. And then we go from Joe over to Mike.
Mine is a very young girl who
Why
I think,
are you doing Johnny Cash then?
Let me tell you.
A lovely lady. Person.
She is lovely. I find her to be sexy, although I think underage.
Whoa.
No, I'm just saying she's got an attractive body on her, but I think she's got mental problems, and I think that one of her parents may choke her out. I'm going to go with the daughter of Kellyanne Conway, Claudia Conway.
Mm.
Somebody have her?
No, I mean...
Not really a
celebrity. She's known, but she's not really a celebrity. She's not famous.
She's famous.
Is that tightening it up?
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah. Well, how many TikTok followers does she have? We just decided it would be a million, right?
No, that's not what we decided. You threw that out there, I think, setting yourself up for this.
Yeah. No.
Gee, how'd we figure that out? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think
she's all over the news. She's got 1.7 million followers.
But because of her mom.
Yeah.
No, it's because of her.
What's the name again?
Claudia Conway.
Right. I think you could put her with 10 other girls and 99% of America would know which one she is. Is that her?
That's her. And also,
I thought she was a little kid.
No, she has less followers than Sarah Harding on Instagram. So,
oh.
If that's your plea.
Lawyered.
But her platform is TikTok.
Nope. It doesn't matter.
No, it is.
Let's go for a vote. Spanish?
I vote no.
I'll remember that.
Pap.
I'm putting that down on my list.
I'm going thumbs down on that one.
Oh, my God.
Gotta
go thumbs down.
Geo. Geo.
Got to keep it tight. I say no.
Oh, my
Carmen.
God.
Hell no.
Tony.
I would actually say yes. She's very famous.
Thank you.
I would have said yes, too, but it's too bad. So, sorry. Pick somebody else here, Mike.
I was unprepared. I really didn't expect this to be to happen to me. Oh, wow.
Any other daughters you want to pick? Now, Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
You know, or Ivana. Ivanka?
I feel like it's the same.
Oh, get out of town. Hold your horses.
You hold your horse.
Tighten up.
By the way, just so weighing in, Brohande, Commissioner of Death, said he would vote no for Carmen. He would also vote no for your pick, Mike.
I wonder what Randy would do.
He's not the commissioner.
Yeah.
WWRD, what would Randy do?
I'm going to say, let me just keep looking here, run through a couple.
All right, everybody, don't forget, coming up next is your local pick.
Which has to be in Florida.
Yeah, it's going to be in Florida, Tony. Everybody picking from the Florida pool.
I am going to say Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett's still alive.
Mm. Carol Burnett, guest of the show, yes. 87 years old.
All right.
Probably have an Academy Award somewhere.
She might.
Mm-hmm.
You may be right. Let's see. Awards. Awards.
87.
She has Primetime Emmy, Kennedy Honor, blah, 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 Screen Actor, Golden Globe. I'm not seeing Academy.
Okay.
No, but definitely award winning, but not point getting for that.
All right.
So Carol Burnett, good pick for Mike. And then we go to Tony with his local Florida pick.
Wait, I have to do a second regular pick before I do local, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm going to go with Oscar winner, 94-year-old Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman. Cloris the Leachman.
How old is she? 97?
94.
Good pick.
Oh, man. Okay.
Cloris. Have you ever met somebody named Cloris?
No.
No.
Yeah. Nor will you ever. I wonder if it's short for
anything. I thought it was a body part.
Well, 94, I mean, first to go point's already off the table.
Yeah, but you're forgetting its original pick. Yeah. And was she a guest of the show?
Cloris Leachman was.
I think she was.
On the show, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got former guest.
And Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
That's a lot of points right there. What is that, 75, 70, 81 points.
I really need to remember this Oscar
I know,
stuff.
Yeah. That's what right? I've been saying.
Well, I did Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Then, Tony, back to you for your local Florida pick.
My local Florida pick. under protest, I'm going to make my local Florida pick as one Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax
is still alive? Yeah, right. Lives in Florida?
Hall of Famer, Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax is 85 years old and
looks dead.
Yeah, he does not look good. Does it say that he lives in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do you see that? Is that on his Wikipedia or is there a...
Tony just put it on his Wikipedia.
I'm not in front of my computer but I'm in my car. But yes,
he has a home in Vero Beach.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Not that I was doubting you. I was just confirming.
Outside the listening area, but the state of Florida.
By the way, I'd like to point out that Randy just texted me, WWRD, what would Randy do? Randy said no and no. He also pointed out Angela Lansbury Academy Award is an honorary award because they felt bad that she never won. Does that count?
If
she has an award, that's an award.
Agreed.
It is. Yeah. It's an award.
Thank you. That counts. That's in there. I mean, if she's got an award, Academy Award, that's it. All right, then, Mike, with your local pick, who do you have?
Does somebody have Julio Iglesias?
Julio Iglesias, I believe no.
I thought I heard somebody pick that. All right, I will take Julio Iglesias as my local pick.
Does anybody remember picking him?
I don't see him on anyone's list at the moment.
Where does Julio live?
Where in Florida does he live?
In Miami, and he is 77 years old. But I heard bangs like a champion.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hopefully his heart will give out while he's doing it.
Oh, that's not nice.
Might look at him.
All right, then we go to Pap. Which one of your friends is going to die soon?
I'm totally unprepared on this. I'm sorry.
Oh, why?
It was Friday.
Yeah, well, it's Friday. I didn't know. I wasn't sure how this
Do you want to skip and come back to you?
Is it possible?
Yeah, but you may lose out on who you wanted.
Okay, yeah. Let me come back.
All right, we'll go back to Joe. We go to Gio.
I didn't know we could do that. I would have skipped, too.
what? What's Spanish for that?
So I was going to say, so I looked up Julio Iglesias, where he lives. Did you look at it, Mike, by any
No, chance? I used to live in Miami. I know where his house was.
Well, okay. Well, this just says he lives in the Dominican Republic now, but I don't, you know, if he has a house here.
So he may not be there.
I can do another pick if you'd like.
No, tight. I just... Yeah.
Up to you guys.
If it says he lives in there now, yeah, he may not have that house and he may not live there anymore. So, yeah, okay. You want to go with another pick?
Sure.
Do you want us to come back to you or are you ready to go?
No, I'm back. I'm not prepared. I'm not like Pap, first time, can't even impress us with being prepared.
All right, who you got?
I will take Hogan.
Nope.
I got him.
Tony got him for a regular pick.
Nick Hogan.
Okay.
Paul Hogan.
No. I'll take one. Nick Hogan, I guess celebrity?
Yeah.
By proxy.
He was on a reality show. And yeah.
Okay. I take Nick Hogan.
All right. And then we go to Gio.
Sarasota resident, Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, Dickie V.
Damn
Dick Vitale.
Put the mustard on the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, baby.
Never been a guest of the show.
Damn.
Well, I'll fix that.
No. Yeah. I can't see any reason in the world to talk to him.
Nor could I.
Yeah. It's just a lot of yelling.
All right. And then we go to me, and I will pick Jacksonville resident, Mr. Rock and Roll himself, Pat Boone.
Ooh, is he in Jacksonville?
He lives in Jacksonville, yeah. Going to Pat Boone.
You want to talk about super conservative?
Yeah.
Right-wing lunatic. That's Pat Boone.
All right. Yeah. I'll take it. Then we go, Pap, are you ready? Your fingers are going feverishly on your little phone there.
Yeah, I'm still not ready, but I mean...
All right, then we'll come back to you. Spanish.
Yeah! I will take Jerry Springer as my local pick.
Oh, he's spry.
Whatever.
He's spry. That's what we said about Eddie Van Halen.
Yep.
All right, very nice. And then we go over to Carmen.
Gio stole mine.
You know, I have a backup.
Faye Dunaway.
Faye Dunaway, and we're sure she lives here?
It says she does.
Where?
Bascom.
Robbins?
You
Bascom Robbins?
Bascom.
Bascom?
We're basking you.
Bascom.
Where the hell is Bascom?
It's in Florida.
She was born in Bascom. She doesn't live here.
Yeah. Born is in... No, they have to live here.
Julio Iglesias had a house in Miami, and I let that go.
Okay, I'm not like I'm not fighting this guy.
I got a purple dress. I'm in a tree in a purple dress.
Oh my god! Whoa. That's Sandy Carmen. If anyone wants to go see it, Joey, you good?
Yes,
you
got I think it? I got a guy.
She lives in Bascom's Chop House.
I got it. Jimmy Buffett. He's in Florida.
The Keys.
Does he live here?
That's Florida.
No, I'm saying I was backing you up on that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a place up in Gulf Breeze also, yeah. So Jimmy Buffett.
And Sag Harbor, New York as well. It could have been a New York pick. Yeah.
But it's for my Florida pick, so suck it, Tony.
It's a local pick, so it's Florida, Tony.
Whoa.
All right, so you got Jimmy Buffett, one dead guy in paradise, and Pap.
Here we go, baby.
Pap, so...
I'm exasperated.
Okay.
But I amateur. Think
it's my first time, Gio.
I want to remind you, Gio voted no for you to be in this.
That's right.
Yeah. Gio's a terrible person.
Who you got?
I am going to attempt Gerald Briscoe.
I think he's dead.
He's dead.
No, that's Jack Briscoe.
I think Jared died too?
I don't think so.
Gerald Briscoe is 74 years old, still alive.
He'll never die.
One more time?
Gerald Briscoe.
Okay.
Gerald Briscoe. Mm-hmm.
Gerald with a G. Briscoe with a B.
He lives in Tampa?
Yes.
Gerald Briscoe.
I mean, according to my research, Gio.
I mean, I don't see anything that he's living in Florida. But
no, he's...
Personal life. Boy, I'm married. Da-da-da-da.
Hall of Famer.
Tampa's Gerald Briscoe.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer from Tampa. Guest to the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was he on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How about that?
All right. Well, that's some good points if
it's
he goes. Yeah, and that is it for.
Now, what are we at? 13 now?
Yes.
13 and local picks, so we still have to do bone pick and 7 more picks.
Yep, so we'll be done by the end of this week.
And we will start with me. I just want you guys to know that because we went back and forth with the local
right there.
Yeah,
it's all about you, isn't it?
No, I just want to make sure everyone knows. That way when we come back to it tomorrow.
One photo shoot and everything's got to be about you.
No!
Purple dress.
No.
Purple dress.
Did you like it, though?
Love it.
Did you see all the photos?
I saw the one with your nip pointing out.
Well, there's like three photos in that one.
Gio gave you a,
Well, I mean, yeah, that's Gio's life.
No, I think it looked great. I enjoyed it.
I know, it does.
I like those shoes.
Thank you. They're my roommates.
Oh. It looks like you're on Endor with the Ewoks.
I don't know what that means.
You stepped on one.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, thank you for your Tony. Thank you. We'll check in with you tomorrow.
All right, Michael. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love
you,
Tony.
See you. All right. What do we have tomorrow? Dom will be here tomorrow.
Correct.
Anything else I need to know about?
That's it.
All right. We gotta get that flat Earth guy back on one day.
What?
I don't know why Carmen started bugging me at the end of the show.
I know. You just got really mean to me.
Yeah, I was all into you before. Now I'm like,
Yeah, why?
I was marrying you. We were snuggling on the couch. And now eating, you just watching movies.
You farted.
Right. Now you just hate me. What did I do to you?
That's not hate. Just like, I'm just kidding. You're my number one.
I'm sorry. I love you.
Oh, Carm. Parmesan.
No. Every time you say that, I look for a clown.
No, no.
There's one right there. I was pointing to Spanish.
Check us out on Instagram, Instagram.com/TheMikeCaltaShow, where I also took a picture of Carmen from her Snapchat and put it on our story, where she had face and neck tattoos, and I thought it was hot.
Thank you.
I like a girl, a hot girl with a neck tattoo. Yeah, I mean, I like Carmen, is what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah, don't rush out and get neck tattooed, ladies. It's got to be a...
Oh, yeah. They were lining up.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
Go.
You guys have a great day. While I'm doing the show, Cameo is flying in. Cameo available if you want to do that. And later in the week, Wednesday, Galvin, I'm just trying to think of what we have coming up. The executive producer isn't saying anything that's helping me, guiding me along the lines.
Sorry, I got to ask you some stuff after the show. I was just checking my emails.
Maybe we'll do the hypnotist. Maybe. And then, Carmen, your duty is to what? What do you have homework today? What are you supposed to look into something? Did you forget already?
Wait, what? Yeah.
Yeah, you can look into that if you want.
I did.
Was children's books.
Oh, I sent it to you guys.
No. Yeah, it's your project.
Yeah, I know, but I sent you guys how to do it. I can't make your stories for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Was Zai the only person that had their 6 and 9 ready to roll?
I had mine ready to go. Do you want to do it tomorrow?
Well, thank God the executive producer reminded us all how to do it. I'm on top of it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I had mine ready, and I looked at the time, and I was like, we're probably not going to be able to, but I'm ready to go tomorrow.
Kanye's 43.
I can't believe Rob's been gone that long. Have a great day.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.